It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is Rich Baird.
And that is Rich Baird.
Governor Rick Snyder's so-called transformation manager, Snyder's right-hand man, whose voice is captured in this instance in a perturbed
to say the least.
A perturbed voicemail message left with union leader Carla Swift, the president of the Michigan AFL-CIO.
Number one, you better be careful. I may be suing you.
That voicemail from Baird is a response to a column that appeared last weekend in the Detroit Free Press, where Swift said Baird and other members of the Snyder administration play by their own set of rules.
I am sick and tired of you people and your unbased attacks. You should be ashamed of yourself.
The backstory, briefly, Rich Baird maintained two primary residences, one in Illinois and one in Michigan, in violation of tax and maybe voter registration laws.
Yeah, but Baird says the violations were technical, inadvertent, and really the fault of the local clerk. He says he has proof, he paid his back taxes, and that should be the end of it.
Mm-hmm. Rich Baird, we should note, comes from the private sector and is an old friend and mentor to Governor Snyder, who brought him into the administration.
And he is learning the public sector, especially the top echelons, that's different than the private sector.
Something a lot of people who move from the business world to the political world learn the hard way.
Sure, they think they're going to be able to bend politics and government in their direction and find out that politics is actually quite political.
Well, political. And I think this episode illustrates how uncomfortable Mr. Baird actually is operating in a public environment. He took an obscure opinion piece published in the least read edition of the week, the Saturday newspaper, on a holiday weekend when even fewer people are paying attention, and he breathed new life into it.
Right. I mean, more people now know about the controversy as a result of him than the op-ed published over the Labor Day weekend.
Mm-hmm. And that's alongside a similar threat from Baird that he's going to sue state Senate Democratic leader Gretchen Whitmer over some things she said on a TV show.
Right. But Whitmer was all like, go ahead. I look forward to that discovery process.
Mm-hmm. Just keep it playing out. And all of this plays into political efforts to use missteps and peccadilloes to weave a narrative of the opposition being unfit to hold office. Mistakes are fit into a pattern of events to try and create an impression of congenital defects.
I'm talking about character. I'm talking about ethics.
That other fellow's a bum who doesn't deserve your vote. That's pure Michigan politics.
Did you ever notice how the trailer music from Miller's Crossing sounds like the music from the Pure Michigan commercials?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so to make this analysis bipartisan, let's also look at how Republicans are trying to make hay of Democratic nominee Mark Schauer's campaign finances.
Right, a narrative they've entitled Shady Schauer. Just launched ShadyShauer.com today.
Political operatives love themselves in alliteration.
They do. Mark Schauer's political history includes a record-setting Michigan campaign finance fine. It dates back to his days as the state Senate Democratic leader and moving money around campaign accounts.
And that just becomes the starting point as the GOP files a string of campaign finance complaints against the Schauer campaign. One, that his campaign gave material assistance to Lisa Brown while she was his chosen running mate, but still not the Democrats' official nominee for lieutenant governor.
Gasp.
Critical campaign finance violation, a pattern, they say, of corruption.
If he can't handle his own campaign finances, how can he run the state of Michigan?
Right. So Lisa Brown, she paid a $300 fine. The Schauer campaign dismissed the whole event as hyper-technical.
But didn't Rick Snyder choose Brian Kelly to be his running mate and campaign with him before the state Republican convention, where Kelly was officially nominated?
Move on. Nothing to see here. Please disperse.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.
It's time to move.